Hi, and welcome back to The Truth of the Matter with B-Fly. I know it's been a while since I've recorded and published anything, so thank you for coming back and listening. This is going to be my final episode of Season 1, which is the 12th episode. And as for now, each season is going to have 12 episodes because I was born in the 12th month. And the 12th month is my favorite time of the year as far as holidays are concerned. And it's also the month of my birthday. My birthday is some of my favorite people's birthday as well. For this episode, which is a little extra special, I have an amazing guest who is going to make her podcast debut. She is an 8-year-old little girl who is on the verge of turning 9 in about 34 or 37 days. And she's an it girl. I call her an it girl because she has it. You know that thing that people have that you look at them and you say, wow, he's going to be something, or she is going to be something great. That's who she is. And she's been like that since the day she was born. She came out with her mouth open, crying, making sure everybody heard that mouth. And she really hasn't shut it since. And I say that in a good way because I love her personality. I love her attitude, even though it gets stank sometimes. But I love that she's not afraid to express herself. Sometimes she tries to act shy. You might have heard her whispering in her background because she doesn't understand that this picks up everything. So she thinks she's being quiet in the background, but you might have heard her little ad-libs. But anyway, she is an awesome, amazing young lady who can do great things in this world. And I just hope that she does them and not go the wrong way, take a left turn and go down a wrong path and mess it all up. But I don't think she's gonna do that because she knows she is something special. I've been telling her that all of her life. And other people tell her that too, but I also know that it doesn't matter what someone tells you. You have to believe it yourself. So I hope that she believes that she's amazing and awesome and great and destined for something out of this world. But anyway, this podcast, we're going to reflect on our Thanksgiving Day and things that we're grateful and thankful for. Let me introduce her. Her name is Ashari
Kimarani Cooper,
also known as Char Star, also known as Shark, also known as Ashada Shade.
No.
Also known as Keisha.
Really?
Also known as Cheddar. She has a lot of nicknames. And she's gotten some of those nicknames from some people in her life who really love her. And they've given her these names according to her personality and things that they've experienced with her. So, say hi to the people, Ashari.
Hi.
That's one of her. You know, she's got to warm up. But, yeah, so I want to talk about Thanksgiving because as many people have expressed, it's just not the same anymore. You know, I remember growing up, Thanksgiving, even though it's not my favorite holiday, it wasn't a holiday that I looked forward to because I was going to be around my family that I didn't get to see too much, get with my cousins and, you know, eat good food and just have a good time. And nowadays, I'll say the last five, maybe. Yeah, the last five Thanksgivings, they've been pretty dry. The best Thanksgiving I've ever had as an adult was in 2013. It was epic. We traveled out of town to spend Thanksgiving with my sister who hosted us. It was about 14 of us staying in her 1-2-3 bedroom townhouse. We made it happen. Our time was awesome. We had a talent show. We had lots of laughs. We had lots of memorable moments. You know, we had a lot of air beds and mattresses and laid out across the living room and down in her basement. And we stayed up late at night laughing. And I mean, these are grown adults laughing until tears came out of our eyes, like at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. That was an epic time. Ever since then, it, you know, hasn't measured up much. And not to say that it has to be exactly like that, but I'm looking for a little more excitement, a little more fun, a little more, a little less tradition and more spice, more sauce. So anyway, I think I've been talking enough without letting my little co-host today talk, and she has something to say. So I'm going to let her reflect on her Thanksgiving. Or actually, tell me, what do you think about Thanksgiving? I want to hear her thoughts on, you know, what the Thanksgiving holiday means to her, and what she likes about it, and maybe what she doesn't like, or what she would like to add to the Thanksgiving celebration. So, Ashari, what do you think about Thanksgiving?
Okay. I think that Thanksgiving is fun, but Christmas is my favorite. But
we'll get into Christmas later. But what do you think about Thanksgiving?
Think that Thanksgiving is fun because I can see all my cousins and I can see my aunts, and I can even see my mom and my dad, and I can see my grandmothers.
All your family that you enjoy being around. Do you like everybody being together in one place and eating together and stuff like that?
A little bit, but one reason I don't like is because it's all crowded, and that everybody's gonna have like stuff all over the place, and when it's like time to leave, everybody can't find their stuff. And every time when I go in my cousin's room with all my other cousins, it always be crowded, and then me, Samia, Jai, Chase, nobody can't find their stuff. But I think that Thanksgiving is fun, but not that fun.
You think it would be more fun if we had like a bigger house and more room for everybody?
I think it would be funner if we have it at my house, because my house is big and nobody will be losing their stuff, even though like it's a big house and like there's a lot of space.
Well, you know how you avoid you losing your stuff?
I even lose my stuff at my own house. So.
Well, if you have a spot where you put your things, you won't lose them. Like I tell you, you come in and you put your shoes in the hallway. If you want to take your socks off, put your socks inside your shoes. And there you go. Because that's the main thing that you guys are always losing socks, or you can't find your shoe. Where are my shoes? If you put your shoes in the hallway by the door, you wouldn't have to look for them.
I like about Thanksgiving is that you can have fun and you can eat a lot of stuff that you like, and you can sit next to your favorite person. Well, you don't have a favorite person, but you can sit next to your friend. You really like. Well, not your friends, because your cousin to your family. You can sit next to your favorite family member, and you can also play with them.
What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
All right. Yeah, never. Well, Nana cooks this. Curry chicken, cabbage, and rice.
That's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving?
Yes. And turkey.
You can eat that anytime.
And turkey and mac and cheese. I like all the food.
Oh, man. What about
and
the
my?
Is that your favorite?
Nah. No, you listen to this. My favorite at that Thanksgiving that we had was that Oreo pie that you made.
Oh, you like that? The dirt cake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my favorite food there was everything.
I know everything was good.
But my favorite one was the jerk chicken.
You ate that?
Yes.
That was hot and spicy.
It was good. And I actually put some hot sauce on top.
Wow. Alright, so we have another little special guest who just came into the room. He wants to tell us what his favorite food was on Thanksgiving, right? This is Jace. He's also a special guy. He's got it too. This is King Jace.
And he's also my brother, and he's a king.
What did you like about Thanksgiving?
My favorite thing about Thanksgiving was that cookies and cream that you brought.
You like that dirt cake too? It's called dirt cake, actually. But it is cookies and cream. That was your favorite thing to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That we called the dirt cake.
Yeah, it's dirt cake. What do you like about Thanksgiving, though? Do you like Thanksgiving Day?
I like everything about Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because you had a good time, right? All right. Well, thanks for talking with us, Jace. He's upstairs doing what he does.
I need a dinosaur.
He's playing by himself with his toys. He's really good at that. He doesn't bother anybody. He's a cool guy.
And guys, make sure when you read this in the comments, you gotta say happy birthday to Gita because it's her birthday. And I don't think she's gonna talk on your birthday.
I don't know, I might.
But y'all gotta listen to the Christmas one, cause on Christmas I got lots of stuff to say, like more than Thanksgiving.
Well, who says I'm gonna invite you back for the Christmas episode? You just knew you were coming back, huh? I might. But let's get back to Thanksgiving, because I just want to...
I'm thankful for...
Well, wait. Let me get there first. I want to reflect on not just the people and the food, but I want to reflect upon what we are thankful for. Because even though the holiday started out as a celebration of one thing, which is no longer what a lot of people agree with and celebrate it for, because some people look at Thanksgiving as a day that symbolizes the a certain population of people, which were the Native Americans, being taken advantage of by colonizers, aka white people, white quote-unquote settlers. So, but, you know, for those of us who no longer those of us who know better, we now celebrate it as a day of giving thanks, of being thankful, and spending quality time with family and friends. So the thing that I mostly am thankful for and was thankful for is my health and my ability to still be able to, you know, walk around, drive, see, hear, feel, you know, enjoy my family, because some people can't. You know, some people have fallen ill, some people are no longer living, and some people are dealing with serious medical issues that don't allow them or didn't allow them to share that day with their family. And I had a family member who is very close to me, who means a lot to me, and she was not able to spend Thanksgiving with us because she's dealing with a health issue that I don't really want to disclose at this time, but she couldn't come. And even though Thanksgiving is not, she doesn't even really care about Thanksgiving, it's like her least favorite holiday, but she does care about being with her family and, you know, enjoying the quality time with the family. And she, you know, she wasn't able to do that. And I could have been in that position as well. So I'm very thankful. I'm thankful that I could. And I'm thankful that even though she couldn't, she is still here to fight. And she will, she can, and she will regain her health and, you know, take back her place in the family line, and be able to enjoy us as she did before, and probably even better, you know, once she gets through what she's going through right now. Ashari, what are you thankful for, especially this year, this Thanksgiving holiday?
I'm thankful for my dad. I'm thankful for you, my mom, Jace, Samia, Nairi, my whole family. I'm thankful, definitely thankful, Auntie Dell, Auntie Ree.
She wasn't, but that doesn't mean you can't be thankful for her.
I'm thankful for Auntie Nisha because she came here for Thanksgiving when she could have saved her money and stayed home and did Thanksgiving.
Well, she wasn't here for Thanksgiving. Remember, she left the day before Thanksgiving. She had to go to work. She was here for a few days before Thanksgiving.
Thankful for my cousin because he came from his house in Maryland with her, but she already left. But thankful for Nana for letting us come to her house. And I'm thankful for the hospital because they helped Auntie Dow and Grandma. And yeah.
What are you thankful for, Jace?
I'm thankful for this house, my whole family. I'm thankful for everything.
Good, that's good.
You thankful for skunks?
Grandma.
No. I'm thankful for my heart because it makes me breathe.
It helps pump the blood through your body. So
it does?
Yeah.
Is there like a plastic thing that lets the blood come?
But speaking of Grandma, yes, I'm so thankful for her health as well, because although she is 96 years old and she doesn't have any, well, no, she does have a major health issue mentally, because she suffers from dementia and Alzheimer's, which she has been, you know, which has slowly progressed over the last 7 or 8 years. And so she's at a point where she doesn't really, you can't really have a conversation with her, and she can't call your name, and you know, she's definitely not herself, her usual self. She can't get up and move around and, you know, go and drive and shop like she used to. You know, she's not on any medications. She's still beautiful. She has beautiful skin, beautiful hair, beautiful nails. You know, she can walk. You know, she needs assistance with walking, with getting up out of the bed and walking and moving around. And, you know, she still laughs and she still smiles and she still sings. And, you know, occasionally she'll have something to say. But for the most part, you know, she is... I don't even know how to describe it, because I want to say she's a functional 96-year-old, but she's really not. She needs assistance. But nevertheless, we are so grateful and thankful that she is here, because she was in the hospital about a week before Thanksgiving, and we really didn't believe that she was going to make it home, you know, because of her age. And she had pneumonia, which we didn't know until she went to the hospital. She went to the hospital because she wasn't eating or drinking much, and got there and found out she had pneumonia and something else that was going on. But, you know, she got the care that she needed, and she was released, and she is home. She's at home where everyone can visit her and talk to her. The kids love to see her, especially Jace. He makes sure when he goes to her house, he gives her hugs and kisses. And his big cousin Jai and Shari, she likes to go in there and talk to Grandma. And, you know, Grandma loves that attention, even though she can't express it verbally. She can't say, "I love it." We know that she loves children. She's always loved children, and she loves to see them smile and talk and laugh and dance. Sometimes it gets to be too much for her, and then she doesn't like a lot of it. But, you know, it I'm sure that helps her to keep going. So, you know, we're thankful here. We had a nice Thanksgiving holiday, and we're now looking forward to Christmas. Of course, the children. And me too, because Christmas is my favorite time of the year. It's my favorite holiday. And I do something special with these two. I do 12 days of Christmas, where I give them a gift.
Oh, yeah.
For each day.
She does, guys.
Counting down to Christmas Day. We start on December 13th. And we go until Christmas Day. And I'm looking forward to it. I love to do it. It's something, you know, that I started up, you know, for us, a new tradition. And I hope to have a new Thanksgiving tradition in 2020. I have a couple of new developments that have, you know, happened in my life in the past few months. So I'm hoping that leads to some new and different experiences for me going forward. Again, thank you for listening. You know, sometimes people look at family, Thanksgiving, the holidays as being overwhelming, being too much, or maybe not enough. But the truth of the matter is, you gotta appreciate the ones you love while they're here, while they can see, while they can feel.
Why they can hear.
So make sure you tell.
Why they can survive.
Make sure you tell the people that you care about and that you love and you care about them. Make sure you show it and not just say it. Love is an action word. And the truth of the matter is, everybody needs love. Before I go, though, my two special guests, they'd like to say something in closing.
Okay, so this, you could show your family and friends this to tell them, to show them that you love them and that we care about them too, just because we don't know them. But you can tell them that
we like to spread love, right?
And tell them that we hope that they have a good rest of their day.
Okay.
And I hope we have a good Christmas.
All right. I think we will.
Happy
guys.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Because Thanksgiving
happy Christmas.
Is over. So.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Good Kwanzaa. All that good stuff. Happy
Are
holidays.
We doing Kwanzaa?
We'll be back in the future with the holiday episode.
Peace.